For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is part two of an interview I conducted with Brown University professor Dr. David Duncan. He's an epidemiologist and a psychologist. We're talking about the recently released study conducted on behalf of the government by Dr. Donald Tashkin, who previously had thought marijuana to cause cancer, but whose findings proved otherwise.
If, in fact, it were true that marijuana caused any incidence of cancer, I'm sure it would make front page news, would it not?
I think that you would see it all over the place. You'd see it in public service announcements. Tashkin's previous studies immediately got a lot of attention out of the federal government, despite their very weak findings and their very poor design. But now that he has a reasonably well-designed study with very strong, very clear findings, the government's keeping completely quiet about it, and most of the news media has been ignoring it.
I think there's a glimmer of hope in that the New York Times and the Washington Post did make note of the fact that it might be because THC limits the cancer properties.
Yes, that's correct. There's actually evidence that suggests rather than marijuana being a cause of cancer, that marijuana or one of the chemicals in it, probably THC, may in fact be protective against cancer. So that it may actually be that marijuana smokers, instead of giving themselves cancer, may be preventing themselves from getting cancer. I think that clearly the evidence here just does not suggest that marijuana is a health problem for most people, if for any people. The only problem seems to be that a small percentage of persons who use marijuana do become dependent on it, in much the same way that a small percentage of persons who use alcohol become dependent on it. But it is apparently a much more benign dependence than alcohol, even for those who become dependent on it. So as a reason for turning down medical marijuana, the main reason it's cited simply doesn't hold water. Persons who are interested in corresponding about this could send email to me at David.Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, at Access Kentucky, that's ACCESSKY.NET, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that they might have.
Dr. Duncan, like all of the guests on the Drug Truth Network, put their jobs and their reputations on the line. They stand for truth. They stand against the government lies. Please visit www.endprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.